The Sentai Review, episode 88, Something Special, and the 2017 Super Sentai. Alright, welcome to the Sentai Review. I'm going to pull this tab thing down like I do all the time, and then I have my tab, and then that's good. Okay, Reploid Bill William Bush.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shay McCree, Proto Guy.
Ryan McLemore, and I have two names. Which one do you guys want me to go by? Lightbulb or Shinigami?
Oh, there you go.
Both of them.
And the contact. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. Okay, we received a request, and I know that everybody's waiting for us to get back to robots.
Robots and riders, but we keep getting odd requests, and there is one that we can do.
There's a reason we're going to do this one, to be fair. This is in a way, a favor. This person has been watching the videos for as far back as I can possibly remember, and she constantly talks on the videos, leaves comments and things like that, and we've talked back and forth for so long now that it didn't feel right for her to make a direct request and just ignore it, especially since we started the Kamen Rider that had been requested by our original first commenter. So I think it's about fair that we go and do her request as well.
Let me go and bring this up. This comment was posted on the
You can say who it was if you'd like.
Yeah, on the Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills video from Evie Frey, if I got that name right.
I'm not looking at it.
Yeah.
I mean, you have.
Yeah, I got it right in front of me, and it's like,
I think it used to be called like Eevee Cosplay or something, but maybe it's.
Now, in her request, she kind of requested two. One we couldn't do because it is more along the lines of Ultraman, where you have one main stupid bug here, one main hero beating up big monsters, which is the Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad. Show.
I'm not opposed to that, but this is the one we're going to do instead. Yeah.
And then there's this other one that she said, please review these. Would be greatly appreciated. Thank you, my friends. So, maybe we should have Shane try to say the name.
Are you being real here? Okay.
Shane, I know part of it he can say, but
say
the other...
Say that name.
With a mic. Part of the name you can read. The
Mystic Knights of Tirnanog.
Okay.
Tirnanog.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. All right. Holy crap.
This was an old Fox show.
Yes, yes, it was. Ready, Shane?
I'd like to point out I have absolutely no idea what this is.
Saban's Mystic Knights of Tirnanog.
Saban, Shane?
Saban
is greatest greats. Saban has so far never let you down.
They have.
Saban's.
Except for.
Saban's Masked Rider?
You know, the Rider.
They've let me down.
Did Saban do them Beetleborgs?
I want to say
because if
yes.
So, that's a massive hit against Saban because the American Beetleborgs were some kind of awful.
Well, it was good enough for them to do like a
who
second
the,
Metallics
who
season.
Did the tattooed teenager
alien fighters
from Beverly Hills.
I think that
you don't like that name, Shane?
Saban's name was not on that one.
No, that was not a Saban thing.
Well, they let me down too.
So you can't take that against them. Beetleborgs was made
Spencer
by Saban.
Just said,
Holy shit.
They have let us down.
That show sucks.
And yes, we do also have a Spencer here, too.
Okay, so, you ready, Shane? You ready to start?
Yeah.
Ready to get this going?
Let's do this.
Next! Oh, my God.
What am
Oh, my God.
This was the cover to one of the VHS tapes.
The costumes look like something that they got out of a, you know.
Japanese English
and
knights.
This is just the armor. The armor mode.
I think that they went to a cheap costume store and bought the cheap plastic costumes. Because that's what that looks
this
like.
This looks like the battle armor that Gwen sees when I go to Family Dollar and Dollar Tree. Mm-hmm. And she's like, Dad, shield. And I'm like, yeah, that's real cool.
Oh, look, medieval helmet thing.
Oh, my God.
Even the weapons look crap.
We have to see more of this.
And this is
actually,
just...
we could end the episode here.
Where would the fun in that be, Shane?
You're hating. This is only our second episode back. Our second episode back. You had a vacation and everything, man. You're ready for this.
I'll never be ready for this.
You got this.
Next. Oh, yeah.
High definition version.
Damn right.
A better, clearer image of it, but still crap.
Notice the chick with like the Valkyrie helmet or whatever doesn't mm-hmm. even have a body. Like legs? There's no legs down there.
Oh yeah, like how superimposed
there's no fucking
is
legs.
She?
There's no legs.
Maybe she doesn't belong there.
Next,
Shane, your country's being invaded. What are you gonna do?
Die.
That's Tir Nanog, actually. I don't. There's no place on Earth as far as I can tell.
You're not gonna call in the Mystic Knights.
Next.
What the actual fuck? Lochlang O'Meara!
He's got some Fabio
Holy
hair.
Holy shit!
How about we get Fabio out of there?
Here's what I want to know, alright? This is the Tir Nanog looks like it's supposed to be like medieval type bullshit, right? Alright, tell me why
Spencer
his
comes
armor
walking in.
Looks like it's some Japanese dude made it for the English fucking guys. Like, it doesn't even compute with what's going on.
Oh my God.
It's medieval Power Rangers.
No,
I wonder if he had
better.
A voice quite like this one.
We've only just begun.
Yeah.
Show me something good.
I think this is the actor's actual name, but yeah, here's the character's name, Rohan.
I'm sorry,
Rohan.
I disappointed you. You said show you something good, and I went to
Mystic
this.
Knight of Fire.
He's the fire guy, Shane.
Is that the same guy that was on the previous screen?
Yes,
it
was. Yes, that's him.
Different.
That's definitely still him.
Why is he grabbing his nuts in that picture there?
He's holding his sword by his nuts.
Oh, okay. I see now.
So, hey Shane, what's going on over there, man?
Look at the little weird dragon.
Four pictures in, I already got a headache.
Shane, we only have like 51 images.
All right, Scott, you're off this duty. You're not this. Not, you know, you're fired.
Oh man, that's good right there. You had enough of this?
Yeah, I've had enough of Fabio.
You sure?
Yeah.
Because I would hate to miss details here, Shane.
Oh, that's okay. Master Shredder can go on.
Next. You mean Scorpion Shredder.
Who's
Scorpion
that Shredder, chick?
Yeah. Lisa Dwan. Lisa Dan?
Dwan.
Dwan?
She looks like Kimmy from Full House.
Is she... Take away the morphin suit thing that she's got going over there. She doesn't look bad.
Actually, where's Michelle?
I don't know where Michelle is.
She might have a better opinion on this.
She's around here somewhere.
A step up from the last character.
You think so? You really think that's a step
because
up?
Because it's a chick?
Is she wielding a gun?
Crossbow.
Probably like a crossbow.
Yeah.
Is it?
Probably. I'm not going to guarantee nothing. I mean, at least it's not a stick.
A mystic knight of light? Is it light?
I'm going to say water.
Maybe, yeah. I see a little
blue. Well, let's
there.
See. Next.
She is
air.
She is air.
And her character's name is
Deidre.
Deidre?
Deidre.
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 Or Deirdre.
Okay.
Something about her looks familiar.
I told you, she looks like Kimmy from Full House.
No. Like, the neighbor. Like somebody else we've seen in Power Rangers or something.
Oh,
I mean, the actress herself.
No clue. Okay.
This Valkyrie shit is not working.
It's not for what's going on. None of this is working.
We recommend people actually view this on YouTube, considering we're not really describing these costumes.
There's too much.
Oh, man. The first guy looked like a really terrible ripoff of
Scorpion.
Super... Like, if Shredder was plastic and was trying to imitate Darts... Dragoon form from Scorpion. Legend of Dragoon. That
and
would be
Scorpion.
The closest way to explain
Scorpion,
him.
Yeah. Scorpion is a more renowned
medieval
like,
Scorpion
look.
Thing.
She is like a Valkyrie. If Valkyries were stupid.
Wow, that explained a whole lot to them. She's wearing the worst Hawk Girl helmet ever.
Yes.
Yeah. That has a retractable front somehow.
Yeah, with a retractable front and...
They love that retractable.
Then she has gold pauldrons, and then she has a breastplate that's white with gold linings.
She wears
and
a
I
skirt.
Guess ribs.
With a skirt.
Gold ribs. And then she wears like a white skirt.
Yep. There you go.
She's glowing like she's supposed to be the Mystic Knight of Light, but she's air, so that makes sense.
I think we're
going
to go with the elements.
Well, thank you.
Next!
Justin
that guy.
Pierre.
Yeah.
Want to explain him?
It's definitely going to be water. Well, let's see. He's got two horns.
He's like a terribly realized, not 8-bit rendition of the first Dragon Warrior dude here on Nintendo.
You know what? That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. He has a trident weapon.
And it's really short.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's a really short trident.
Maybe it's just the picture.
Maybe I hope so,
short.
Because that looks
Maybe.
Really short.
He might as well just be carrying a fork.
Right. Big fork.
Are you sure it's not a spork?
No,
his armor's blue and gold.
He's also very well trimmed from the time he comes from.
Totally.
He shaves.
Yeah. Next.
So did the Fabio. He plays Ivar.
Mystic
Knight
of
Water.
Water.
Okay, you're right. That is a very short trident.
What the fuck? It's so small.
Sadly, best looking one so far.
Oh, man.
Easily.
You know what's really sad is he's right. Yeah. It's the best looking knight so far.
This guy looks the best in the armor.
Like, if he dropped his fucking weapon, which by all means looks the most ridiculous out of everybody's.
His blue
he
shininess.
He would probably be the best looking one.
Yeah.
Even his little water, because they've all got dragons on their fucking helmets. I don't know if anybody's noticed that.
I've noticed.
Right.
But that one looks more like an alligator.
Kind of looks like an alligator.
Water dragon.
I like the horns he has on his helmet.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy, okay, out of all of them, if we had to pick best costume, until I see the last person, this one has won it.
So far. Oh, man, we haven't been picking best range, because we've been doing the Zords.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
next.
Best one so far.
Oh,
Vincent
shit.
Vincent Walsh.
Wow.
Oh, he has a mace.
And some...
A morning star. Isn't
looks
that,
like somebody sneezed on him.
Isn't that what it's really... Isn't that what it was referred to as a morning star?
I don't know.
Morning star. Yeah, well, no, because it looks like he's just got a chain and a ball. That's not even a morning star.
He has a ball and chain.
Spikish ball. But.
Yeah, because a morning star is...
It's attached to a stick, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
yeah.
A stick.
Let's pick our weapons. Ball and chain, tiny fork, crossbow, or sword.
Sword
so far. But we haven't seen the actual picture. That blurry bullshit there isn't going to show it.
Let's go to the next picture.
He is Angus, Mystic Knight of Earth.
And he did not redeem himself.
I feel like each one of these actors got rejected for the Hercules program and just went wherever they could.
Like, what the fuck's going on with his armor? It's got so much detail on the helmet, it looks like somebody fucking just scribbled on his face. Just fucking, hey, this looks cool, let's do this.
Okay. So, best person is the water guy.
He so far,
the best armor.
So far, he's got
Ivar.
The best armor.
His name is Ivar. The
Ivar.
The guy who shouldn't have a name of Ivar.
Well, fucking Hardy's beef right here. He's not winning any awards?
No,
apparently not.
All right, Hardy's
even if he
beef
is the Mystic
out.
Knight of Earth.
What's weird is, like, in the last picture, he was just chilling out in a haystack looking like some fucking peasant dealing
yeah,
with bedbugs
no
every night. And now he looks like he's fucking caveman Angus, like, fucking, I'm going to grab your hair, your bitch by her hair,
told
and
you.
Go back to my cave. Like,
you,
what's going on?
You be nice to Hardy's meat.
What's going on here? Like, it just changed. It just flip-flop costumes. I don't understand.
Beef. Be nice to Hardy's meat, okay?
Hardy's.
Yeah, he is, you know what? I think he's the derpiest.
Derpy derp. Not quite.
Next.
There is another.
Oh, my God.
Mystic Knight of Forest.
Garrett.
Where's the Garrett. Forest in this? Like, a fucking tree
there's,
stump,
there's a
I guess?
Tree behind him.
Call him fucking Stumpy? Is that what we're gonna do?
There's two trees.
Here?
There's two trees.
Actually, his armor doesn't look that bad.
It's brown.
It looks like somebody shit on him and said, "Here you go."
It's bronze understand. Color. That's ugly.
Okay. Yeah.
No.
There's not even a.
He's the reject of them.
He's like the Merlin of the.
Look
group.
At him. Look at his face. You know he's a reject.
Hey, they went this way, right?
I'm the comic relief, even though everything
look,
I say is not funny.
He kind of looks like Seth MacFarlane.
Maybe this is his role before he...
You leave Garay alone, okay?
Garay.
The show might not necessarily be horrible. Just... Still,
I have a feeling it is.
Probably,
I've never
but
seen
still,
it.
Still, pictures don't really do any justice. Like
this has been true. We've been surprised by stuff in motion before, as the last episode would entail. The Power Ranger suits look better in motion than they ever have in images.
Alpha 5 looks way better. In
very
motion.
True.
Next. Oh shit! Group.
They
photo.
Actually all look halfway decent standing there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm noticing Hardy's beef looks like he's looks. It looks like he tried out to play Harry Osborn and he didn't make it. So they got another guy that looked kind of like him.
Yeah. But well, you know.
What's going on with their eyes?
They're all stoned.
You had to be
do
this
do
show.
Do you think they were going to be able to be fucking sober while playing these characters? I don't fucking think so. The only one who doesn't look like she's stoned is the fucking
her
Air Ranger or fucking Knight or whatever.
Her eyes are actually
that's because
out.
She's got to go hang out with DJ Tanner tonight.
Right?
She can't be high.
Next.
Dude.
Where's my car?
It's like fucking... This is yeah. I was gonna say, is this like a the early versions of Bill and Ted? Like,
no, this would be Bill and Ted was the 80s. This was the 90s, wasn't it?
Oh,
so they copied off Bill and Ted.
Oh, so, but these guys technically, in a matter of time, these
time
guys
period.
Are before
time.
Bill and
they
Ted.
Were before.
That's like Bill and Ted's ancestors. The
that
families,
a lot.
The families just remained friends for generations.
That explains a lot.
So wait, does that mean one of their moms is so hot that the other person's father is going to marry it?
Yes, that's what that means. Next, see, there's. I'm telling you.
No, what's really going on here is they're bed buddies. If you get what I mean. All right, giggity giggity.
He does kind of look like Keanu with like long hair.
Whoa.
What's
nice.
Mine say?
Dude, what's mine say?
Sweet.
Dude, what's mine say?
Wait, no, you fucked that up.
You didn't jump the gun. Huh? I wanted you to keep saying
he
sweet.
He says, wait, you fucked that up?
That's not what's said.
I thought you said, dude.
Next.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah, meeting with...
Fucking Merlin.
Merlin and
guy.
The king person thing.
Super.
Yeah, it was a super station that this was being shown on, apparently.
This was not super.
It was the super station.
There's a reason why they're not around.
Look at all
shit.
The... Look
oh,
at,
my God. Look at this. So, if that's the king...
In the throne.
Why does he look like
How can you tell what he looks like? This picture is just showing a blurred face with maybe some facial hair. I don't fucking
I'm more or
know.
Less looking some at the grainy outfit shit. Of the king.
Like I told you, fucking Ivar went from fucking, I'm going to lay in this fucking haystack as a peasant to the fucking Indian fucking guy. Like, I'm going to wear all these fur skins and shit.
Yeah, so. You just Angus. Will not leave Hardy's beef alone.
Oh, yeah, Angus, my bad.
Angus,
my bad.
Angus
beef.
Angus beef.
Yeah, Ivar, never mind. Ivar's the blue guy.
Next.
Here's the
okay.
Chick.
Let's show your best Valley girl because you didn't get Kimberly.
Damn.
And her little tiara
sick
thing.
Sick burn. I think she's actually the king's daughter.
She's a princess.
She was standing next to the king, so
yeah.
I'm making assumptions here, obviously.
This could be true. Princess, yeah.
Next.
What the fuck?
Could be the princess's stepmother,
no,
sister, then?
No, that's... Yeah, you're right, but she's the bad guy.
Yeah,
right
the evil
there.
Stepsister, brother...
Mother. Stepmother.
Thing.
Guaranteed.
Well, it looks like somebody...
And somebody's peeking around the corner behind her, yeah?
My thing is, though, is that she looks like she tried to be, like, a superhero. And
that's not helping.
Oh, sorry.
You got some creepy bitch in the back. Like, what's going on?
Oh, shit. It's not time for me to come out on stage. Shit.
Next.
Oh, the princess got turned to... Stone?
Okay, that play? Might... There's the beginnings of the story, I'm sure.
And the wizard's trying to use some sprinkles and stuff.
Sprinkles.
Some sprinkles.
I bet you his fucking name is Merlin in the show. I guarantee it. Like, look at him.
He's a wizard.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to look at
his
him.
His name is Zordon.
No, his name is Super.
Next.
Super. Whoa.
Check him out.
Some other... king person thing?
He's the barbarian king, I guess. Look at that fucking hairdo. Look at his hair on top.
No shit.
What
he's
is
fucking
that?
Rocking. This dude's got the flock of seagulls going on.
What the fuck is going on here?
That is the cheapest looking beard I've ever
so
seen.
So good.
It was glued
cheap...
on.
It was yeah, glued oh, on. Yeah, yeah. That's a cheap looking beard. Look how smooth my face is, except for the chin.
He fucking couldn't grow a beard.
He can't. They had to glue it. Look at him.
Oh, shit.
So
next.
Why did you shave?
What
the...
Huh.
He looks like he's standing on a table, so he looks like he's a really, 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 really tiny
he
person.
Looks like
yeah,
a,
he is
like
a tiny
creepy,
person.
He is a tiny person.
A creepy
that,
royal
oh,
Frasier type
version
person.
Of Tinkerbell.
Oh, we're done with that. Next.
No, we'll get to that.
Oh, fascinating.
Look at Angus Beef back here.
Hand on chin. And the tall motherfucker right
yeah,
there.
Oh, shit.
The fuck is going on here?
Are you talking to her? You should probably stop.
Look at fucking I didn't get to Hercules fucking program back here. He's just like staring off into the distance.
Well, look at fucking Ivar. He's just like, I don't give a fuck, guys. Let's go.
Yeah, no
see
shit.
See Ivar with
I'm
a fucking tiara.
He's not even looking at him. He's like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, he is. He's looking that way.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give
he's
a
probably
fuck.
Thinking, like, if I go that way, I'll be off the set.
He's probably looking at fucking Hardy's Beef over here being like, what is he thinking about?
He must be in
Hardy's
deep...
Beef is about to pick his nose. Is what's
no,
about
no shit.
Yeah, pick the nose.
Man, that's a deep one.
Next.
Run. Oh, wait.
In motion.
Okay, done with there's... that. Next.
What the hell?
Hey.
I take back what I said.
Hey. Listen. Listen.
Hey.
Watch
listen.
Out. You want a Tinkerbell? Here you go.
What's going on, Shane? Why are you putting your mic down?
Shane. Shane. What do you got to say about the fairy book?
Shane, we're only halfway through the episode. We're only on image 25. You're going to need that mic.
We're halfway there.
Oh, living on a prayer.
A prayer. A flying little fairy prayer.
No.
Please move on.
Okay, next.
And it's back.
I can't just skip that fast. We have to view the image. We have to try to get some details about the show, Shane.
Apparently a skinny boy dressed up as a fairy with CGI wings.
Is that a boy?
That's totally a boy.
I have
it
no
is
fucking
a boy?
Clue. But
okay.
It's a boy with a unibrow.
I'm just kind of weirded out by his V-cut fucking top. I'm
yeah.
not sure what the fuck that's about.
I have no clue.
Gotta show off those non-existent boobs. Hey,
I think it's dude.
Listen,
like,
special boy? Listen, it has a unibrow.
Yes.
Yeah, unibrow.
Yes, it's already ruined.
That's fantastic.
The unibrow just adds on to the suck.
So do you think he combs it up, down, one way or the other, or splits it in half?
I don't really care.
Okay.
Next. Oh, shit. The Mystic Knights. Here you go, and all their shiny morphing.
You know, we bash these costumes, but when they're in the costumes, I don't have to look at them anymore.
I'm telling you, dude. The Blue Knight, best knight.
So maybe when they're in costume, that's what we want to see. We don't want to see all that other bullshit.
Like the fairy.
Next.
Here's the princess.
The helmet is god awful.
Oh, yes,
like, it's
yes
so
it is.
Bad.
It reminds me of Smallville's fucking Hawk helmet.
Oh,
that awful piece of shit.
That awful
the
Hawk
helmet.
Yeah.
God, that was horrible.
This entire thing is horrible. It's like
next.
It's really hurting my head.
Oh, what the?
Shane?
Close-up shot of the boobs.
Shane?
If
does that help, Shane?
That helps a little bit, actually.
Scroll
yeah.
in.
Okay, well.
We're looking at detail. That's what we're doing here.
Oh, wow.
But actually, look.
That's a bird of some sort made out of a heart, it almost
looks like. Looks like the dragon piece on the center part, but wings across the back, but
it's really weird, actually.
Next.
Oh, damn it.
Get over here!
Next.
Oh,
okay,
shit.
His sword's kind of neat.
That's,
knife
that's
or whatever.
A neat-looking sword.
Yeah, his sword's okay. Got a nice handle thing.
Okay, I'll give you
Red
props.
Dragon.
I'll give you props there. That is pretty cool.
That is a prop. You are correct.
Yep, this is very true.
I'll give you props. Good prop.
But,
next. Oh,
okay.
Here's the blue.
Next.
Here's the blue in his natural.
Scroll in that a little bit.
Okay.
See, he's not bad. The face mask looks a little janky.
Literally, somebody can just come up there and poke him in the eyes, though. And he'd be like this.
To be fair, I mean.
And then two people can come from each side and poke him in the side.
Next.
All right, here we go. Oh, my
what
God.
What the hell?
What
the shoulders?
Why is Puff the Magic Dragon?
Oh, my God.
That wasn't on there originally, was it? Or is this the first time we've just seen
the
full
outfit? We've never really seen the side of his pauldron.
Yeah, we never really got to see this guy
yet.
This is that fifth guy that we didn't get his
this is the red dude.
That's the fire guy.
This is the fire guy.
Yeah, the Puff the Magic Dragon pauldrons.
Looks like a
fucking... They weren't on that VHS cover.
Dragon version of Elmo.
Yeah, I didn't think so either.
Huh.
Okay, we gotta go. This is dumb.
Oh, you're not?
No, dude. No? Dude, his armor, I was gonna give him credit.
Is this an extra mode or something like that?
That's the only thing I can think
of. Oh my God, if this is their battle mode.
Battle mode!
It got sadder.
Next.
See,
it's yeah,
not
see?
There.
Now he's not there.
Yeah. And
so, yeah.
And he's wearing gold.
He gets epic dragon armor.
Epic Puff
dude, okay.
Magic Dragon.
Blue Ranger or Blue Knight, best knight. Air Knight, second best knight. Except the helmet needs to go, and they need to change it out.
Fire Knight's third best knight. Earth Knight needs to go.
Well, why is Earth Knight in fucking white armor now when it's brown everywhere else?
That's the same thing.
Brown is the fifth one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's
that's not part of the main one.
As you can see, he's not cool enough to stand next to these cool cats.
Damn right. Next.
There's that.
Are we done?
Next.
No.
Oh, the figures.
Toys, Shane.
Hey, the toys actually look better than the costumes themselves.
That's
Shane.
Actually true. The toys aren't
Shane.
Looking too
yeah.
bad.
Yeah.
It's Christmas morning.
I'll take them.
He's had some worse toys. Christmas morning has really hit Shane with harder toys than this.
I'll take these. I take these.
The Air Knight. Check her out. The helmet actually looks decent on there.
Yeah, I wouldn't hate it. I guess I'd play with these. I'd make up my own.
Yeah.
I wouldn't play Mystic Knights of Tirnanog or whatever, but...
Tirnanog,
You want some eggnog with that Tirnanog?
Oh, my God.
Get Skeletor out of here.
Wow. No, he's got a dope fucking sword, though. Check that shit out.
Dude, other than the
isn't that kind of like the Klingon weapon?
Oh, no, that's like a straight rip from freaking Tolkien.
Okay,
the
I'm
fucking
just
Uruk-hai sword, dude. Look at that
this
shit.
Looks like a little kid.
Wait, is that a costume of a little kid? Scroll into that.
It looks like a little kid.
Scroll into that.
We're scrolling into that.
Look at those tiny little feet.
Oh, man. That is definitely
look at
a costume.
Tiny little feet.
That's a costume.
No,
I
don't know if this is a legit picture. Is this a legit picture?
Oh my god, let's move on and hopefully we'll see him again.
There's another skeleton in here, so.
What fucking
dude?
You got a wolf man over here. Or is that a bat?
A wolf bat rat man thing?
No, if it's rat man, that's gay. If it's wolf man, that's acceptable.
I think it's a bat, actually.
That's acceptable
as
well.
I'm pretty sure it's a bat.
As long as it's not a fucking rat, nobody wants
to. Is it cool?
I never said it was cool. I said it's acceptable.
It's not horrible.
There's a difference between accepting.
Comparing him to the others.
You can't really do that because they're all pretty shitty.
Yeah, because from this point on, it should be just bad.
But you
got to
pick a favorite.
Blue Knight is favorite.
I basically have to pick a really good turd.
Yes. Which turd has less corny chunks?
You can polish all the turds you want. It's still a turd.
But this isn't one of the knights, though, so...
Yeah, he looks like a villain, but hell, sometimes the villains can win.
All right, next question.
We need to see the rest before I can make my decision.
Next! What about that guy?
Well, yeah, he's a main bad guy.
He looks like a normal dude. Some devil horns.
He's a Viking.
Fucking ram horns on his face. Yeah, that's whatever. He's normal.
He is so lame.
You don't like him, Shane?
No, I don't like him.
I want to see his battle mode if he's got one.
Next. Oh shit!
Ogre.
Fucking Shrek in this motherfucker.
Ripped Shrek.
Ripped Shrek.
That looks like the costume that they put on Barry Allen in the 90s Flash. All they did was paint it a different color.
Shane.
This is,
That's a foam suit. You knew know that, right?
Obviously, yeah.
That's a foamy fucking... Those are so stupid. He is so stupid. I hate this thing. I hate this show.
Shane, they just made the Warcraft movie.
And it looked 100 times better.
Because CGI.
I'm just saying.
I've seen the Warcraft movie.
Maybe if there would have been a Warcraft series at this time.
No.
This might have been one of the costumes you'd have seen.
Well, I wouldn't have watched it.
And it looks like the princess is trying to talk to the ogre.
Yeah.
It could be an orc.
Friendly.
Orc, ogre.
It doesn't matter if it's friendly or not. Look at that thing.
Could be a frog. I don't fucking know.
Dude,
like,
you hating?
Dude, I have seen better. Toad. Dude, the pig monster in Power Rangers was a more acceptable monster.
Which one?
Next.
The earlier one, the one that ate everything.
Fucking Dark Rita over here with her fucking Satan skull.
Oh, look, it's that sister stepmother thing.
Yeah,
there's
eyes.
That guy.
The eyes. Oh, yeah, the Viking in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bad guy duels.
You're not afraid of him?
I'm not afraid of either
no.
one.
Next.
Be afraid of that big thing.
Well, there's your CGI.
That is
so bad.
Terrible CGI.
I'll get it for the time period.
I was going to say.
I mean,
no, I'm not.
On TV?
Okay, yes.
For the 90s?
TV
90s. Movie 90s would have looked better.
All right, well, whatever.
TV 90s, I'll give it for the time.
TV 90s, that was probably their whole budget, what I'm looking at right there.
Yeah. And I just wish it was cool. That's probably why this show failed.
Next. Oh,
well,
shit!
I don't need an animatronic dog.
Bark, bark!
Two-headed fox or wolf? I
bark
can't tell
twice
which.
Times four.
Dude.
Look at his paws. It looks like he's got fucking hands as feet. What the fuck is that shit?
Wow.
It's a good thing I never heard of this show.
Next. It was on Fox Kids, man.
Yeah.
And that's a dragon.
Dragon, man.
Nope.
That's not a dragon.
That's not a dragon.
That's a durgan.
Yeah, that's fucking some derp there. I've seen some awesome looking dragons.
You guys are hating.
Derpy dude, dragon. That is the retarded cousin of dragons.
Next.
Oh, what is this?
A three-headed dragon.
Oh,
fucking,
shit.
What okay. Godzilla's enemy? What's the fucking name?
King Ghidorah?
Yeah.
So not.
Straight up.
So medieval not King Ghidorah.
No.
Straight up.
No. But so far, out of the creatures, that thing's the coolest.
Yeah, okay. I'll
give you that.
That thing, I actually might be terrified if it came down.
Next.
I summon Red Eyes Black Dragon.
Dude.
Times three. And fuse them together.
That's yeah.
Oh my god. Okay, that thing.
And it's got no arms, too.
Like King Ghidorah.
You ain't got no arms, Lieutenant Dan.
This thing's pretty sweet, though.
I'm going to tell you something. This thing is actually really cool. I do like this. I might have just found my favorite character.
Next.
Oh, guess what? They can shoot beams.
There's beams. They're shooting beams out of their hand.
Oh, they're
damn
they're,
right.
They're a little risk.
Why does hers have like feathers?
Nice.
She's also aiming way down here.
Nice,
so,
man.
Dude.
They were aiming at that first dragon that you...
Dude, they use swords and
bows. Oh, this is the dragon fire.
They use fucking stick, a chain and balls and fucking crossbows and swords and tiny forks. They don't got no aim.
Next.
The fuck.
Oh, here's a few of their weapons.
The short trident.
Sword.
The jackhammer ball and chain. Like, what the fuck is that, dude?
I love that handle that doesn't
exist. I don't
understand
what the fuck that is supposed to be.
That is supposed to be your weapon.
Dude, they grabbed a cross and they fucking glued a chain and ball to it.
The ball didn't even have spikes on it. It's just a fucking lump of iron.
It's a cannonball.
I need you to learn how to use it to defend our kingdom, Terran Nanak.
Dude, by the time that dude whips that weapon out, I'm gonna kill him. He's gonna be dead. And then there's the crossbow. I mean,
yeah, the crossbow looks
regular.
You know, she could shoot it once.
Type of thing, whatever.
Then have to.
Jim Carrey quill. Do I got him?
Energy.
Or do I missed? It's up to you guys.
Kimberly never carried a quill, and she was able to shoot.
That's true. Maybe they're that cool.
No, you're not. I wouldn't go that far.
Next.
Oh, God, I think we're done.
No, not quite.
So, bitch.
Next.
Not quite. This was supposed to be a sequel to the series.
Oh, shit.
How good is it? Let's see the pictures.
No.
No. He said it was supposed to be. I can see why they canceled it.
What?
Man.
What?
Yeah, from what I can tell, it was supposed to be either a second season or a sequel to the series.
Well, this is only a 35-minute episode, guys. We're sorry, man.
Okay, if you would like, there is something we could throw into this episode.
What?
We have the 2017 Uchu Sentai Kyu Ranger.
Yeah, that's this year's
The
Sentai.
New 2017 Rangers.
Okay.
One to look.
Yeah. Should we do a rating for the Mystic Knights?
Yes, let's do a rating.
Oh, we have to rate the Mystic Knights.
I don't know how to do the ratings.
It's a 1
okay,
to 5.
It's real
one
easy.
1 to 5?
Real
yeah.
easy.
So, 0.5.
5?
Well, technically 0
Hold
to
on.
5. But
5 is perfect for this kind of thing. This they couldn't have done no better.
Totes
4,
five.
This is great. You will like it. 3, it's pretty basic for this series.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
This series of type of shows.
Yeah, sure.
2, only if you're a fan do you really give a shit.
Mm.
1, this is awful.
Okay.
0, we're sorry you even had to see this.
Okay. Can we award partial points?
Yeah.
Well, 0.1.
Damn!
I give it a 0.1 simply because the blue knight was, like, actually pretty cool, sans the fucking trident that wasn't a trident.
Damn. Hold on. I got to get my phone.
And the black dragon thing, because that was,
That was
actually kind of
cool.
That was the
coolest looking thing in the show.
I'll give it a 0.1 for that.
Look at that. It had a couple redeeming factors.
So there's
go ahead,
one.
Scott.
I will... 1. 1.
How about you, Bill? I really want to know what you want to give this garbage we just sat through.
You did like that dragon.
I'm giving it a 0.5. Because of dragon and blue guy.
Yeah.
Everybody else sucks.
Sans the trident. Like I said, the trident was freaking horrible.
You might as well just taken a fucking butter knife into battle.
Yeah, I think I'm doing 1.
This thing really got screwed.
Yeah, this thing has finished with a 0.65.
A 0.65.
Excellent. That's still a little too high, but...
That's still a little too high, he says.
I think, isn't that still better than Baby Bib Rangers?
I actually think they may have beat the Baby Bib Rangers.
That tells you a lot about that series.
So let's take a look at these 2017 guys.
Okay, before you open this, there's a lot of pictures. If I have to deal with...
39.
The first and last one is the name of the show.
Okay. If I have to deal with Suck, for 37 more fucking pictures.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's go to town.
Bam!
Uchu Sentai Kyurenja.
Boring title.
Uchu.
Yeah, if that can't be the official logo. If
that's
it is, it's really weak.
That's some weak sauce.
It's fine, whatever it is, but if that's their official logo, that's weak.
One. I just got their name on.
Okay.
A different type of name.
Because I was going to say, damn.
Let's do this.
Next.
This is the actual
logo.
That's
the actual logo.
I'm okay with that.
That's fine.
I'm okay with that.
All right.
It's like a ninja star.
It's got like a ninja star with some Japanese words.
Wait, don't we already have some ninja guys in the current American?
Yeah, they have a lot of ninja people.
There's been a lot of ninjas.
Ninjas is easy to do.
Next.
Ninja. Okay.
Okay. Next.
Some stars.
Oh, that doesn't look too bad.
Here's dude.
What's that in the reflection?
I don't know, but I'm digging the shit up out of this helmet.
That's the robo.
That is his Zord. Yeah, he's looking at a robo.
Okay.
That's actually not bad for a headshot.
What little bit I have seen of these guys, I am looking forward to this.
Okay. Yeah. I'm so far to start.
And one thing to note here, look at the date that's on it. 2/12/2017.
Yeah.
So it's not even officially out yet.
It either comes out. Okay, how do they do theirs? Do they do theirs year, day, and month, or year, month, and day?
I think it's year, month, and day.
So February 12th, 2017.
So that might be the debut of their
show. Yeah, I can't imagine it coming out in December.
Next.
Yeah.
So the top thing we've already seen, but the bottom.
So we have a bunch of different Rangers in this one.
Sometimes you need 13 motherfuckers to kill one motherfucker.
Yeah.
Now, I can't guarantee this. I can't guarantee this, but from what little I've noticed, I think this show has something to do
with space.
With I was going to say like
The zodiac signs.
Yeah, zodiac signs.
So we have apparently a pink angel on the left.
We have a silver ranger, then a gold, then we have an orange ranger, red ranger. Blue Ranger,
a black
Ranger.
A black bull, it looks like.
And get this, a female Green Ranger.
Yep.
And a yellow.
So the pink and green, or pink, green.
I think the silver.
I can't.
No, no.
You sure that's not a.
No.
Okay.
I think we only have two females, and that's pink and green.
Okay.
Do me a favor, scroll in to the one of the orbs.
Yeah, the orbs have different things in them, it looks like.
Specifically the silver one, actually. Go to the silver one.
It looks like a snake?
That's a snake.
Right.
The red one looks like a lion-type thing.
Cat, yeah. Yeah, I'll give you that.
We don't need to look at the black one. That's pretty obvious by his helmet.
Yeah.
Maybe there's better pictures that
are not so blurry. It's a little hard to make out, but these guys, want to describe these Rangers, Shane? Because I actually think they look
fucking
sweet.
I'm going to start with the pink ranger.
Yeah, she's got angel wings.
So she's got angel wings, which is actually kind of cool.
Just so you know, the female rangers are depicted with skirts. So only the pink and the green are female.
Yep.
All right, so the pink ranger has pink pants, silver boots that I can tell. You can't really see all of her boots.
I don't think... They might not be pink. I mean, it might be silver around the
pink
shin
skirt.
Area.
She's also got black. Her helmet's pink with like a black symbol over the
visor. They've all
got
black visors, though.
They all get black visors.
They're just different shapes.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's also wearing, I'm going to guess, silver for like a... Think of her wearing a shirt.
Hold on.
And having like...
Check this shit out, guys. Look what I just noticed.
What?
It is Zodiacs. You've got Libra in the yellow.
Oh, see?
You've got the Taurus. You've got Leo. You've got... what is that one? I don't know. But, yeah, it's definitely Zodiacs, because the helmets have the actual designs.
I read, and I don't know how affirmative this is. I didn't really dig too deep, but I heard that this Sentai was actually made with some American
influence.
Evidently we do have a little bit to do with this.
If it's got regular Zodiac signs...
Because of the angle she's standing, it's hard to describe every single bit of the pink. So let's just do the red, because guess who the leader is?
Shane, spot the leader.
I'm going to go with the Black Ranger, because he's huge.
He really is huge. He's the only one. Okay, basically they're all wearing jumpsuits of their official colors. However, they have...
They all have star symbols.
They have stripes, which are about the glove, the middle of the leg, where the boot would be, and around where their gloves would be, like where gauntlets would have been held, those are all silver, and the neck. And they all have a star of the specific color with a black line across the chest,
The black one doesn't have a star on his chest.
Right, but since he's all black, I mean, yeah.
I mean, they could have put it. They could have taken it the opposite, like a silver or a white that he's got on the rest of his body, and put it on there.
We ready?
Yeah, it's good.
Next. Oh, same okay. Man. Well, we just did
that. This one's a little clearer, though. So
yeah, but we did just do this picture.
Yeah, no worries.
Although I don't know if you can get a better view of the
zodiacs.
The orb things are not. But
I'm positive that that's exactly what they are. I'm positive they're zodiacs, and the further we zoom in,
I think the
in,
orange one looks like a scorpion. Now
it is. It is a yeah. scorpion. Okay. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Next. Oh, fuck.
It's kind of the same, just with the.
They
logo
really
down
love
below.
This image, don't they? It's a good image, to be fair.
Probably don't have a whole hell of a lot of pictures.
Oh, there is.
Next. Okay, here's them.
Uh-huh. Them in a...
Orange is definitely scorpion. Look at the way the top of the helmet is, the tail.
2, 4, 6, 8, 9. Okay, 9. Okay.
Next. Oh, fuck.
It's kind of the same.
Next.
Here we go with
okay,
some of the things.
This is their morpher, I think.
Actually, the circle thing kind of is.
All right, so these things are supposed to be based off the zodiac.
Yes, as far as we can say.
I don't see mine. I'm a Cancer.
No, you're Cancer. What
you have Cancer? God.
I know. No, my symbol is a 69.
Mm. Well, it might be
you
on
look
there
at
somewhere.
It, it's a 69.
Hey, it might be on there somewhere, man. And I think I said the
well,
the
to
red
be
was
fair,
a Leo, and I don't think it is now. Because it looks like a bird, almost.
You say, yeah, there's 9 of them.
Yeah, there's 12 zodiacs.
So, yeah, a couple would be missing if we were right.
They're fallen rangers and they're evil now.
Oh, shit.
Or they're just some that will appear later on.
Yeah,
next.
All right.
Yeah, these, I believe, are the morphers.
Well.
And there's a crab right there.
A crab, a little star thing.
So, pink. Pink is your color.
Of course.
Pink crabs?
Mine's
so,
yellow.
I'm
mine's
Aquarius.
Yellow.
I have no clue.
Your symbol would be a...
Goat.
I might not be there at all.
Sagittarius is a goat.
Because, if I'm not mistaken, my symbol is supposed to be weird. It, like, looks like water, but it is air or some shit like that from what I've read.
So, could it be that blue one, then?
I don't know.
That's a possibility. I don't know.
Next.
Here's some of their weapons.
Dukes.
Scrolling a bit further. I don't. That's a weird looking sword.
I mean,
but
this is a toy. It's real hard for me to guarantee what this is going to look like
similar,
in the show.
Could be similar to the weapons.
Dude,
as we've mentioned before, toys.
Does
ouch!
Someone get a scythe. Yeah. That would be awesome.
Yeah, it would be kind of cool.
A scythe? Where?
The silver.
It looks like the silver got some kind of scythe.
It's up there,
right next to the right of the Red Ranger's head.
Right.
Yeah, it's right here.
Kind of like a scythe in a way.
Next.
I'm hoping it is.
Here's their belt thing.
Okay.
Which it looks like it stores their morphing globe.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Next.
Okay. Here's the actual
there's
figures.
Oh, man, are
toy
those the
figures.
Toys? Man, toys. Why are toys always bad?
Dude, look at the black one.
He really does not fit.
He does have a star.
It's just really hard to tell because
he's
black.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like he fits because look how big he is.
He's kind of like that ranger that showed up in Lost Galaxy.
Oh, you mean the Black Knight?
Yeah.
Yeah, he should have been in this.
Weird, Black Knight. That's a Black Ranger.
Next.
Yeah, here's some listings for him.
Shishi. Isn't that shit?
Shishi.
I'm pretty sure Shishi is shit.
Sasori Orange. Okami Blue.
I can't help but feel like that has to be wrong. Somebody look that up. Somebody look up Shishi right now.
Ushi Black.
Because that cannot be shit red. You have to be wrong. Look up Shishi.
Washi Pink. Yajabi. Kajibi. Kajibi. Now I'm butchering names.
Wikipedia.
You find it?
Shishi may refer to Chinese guardian lion.
Okay.
Also known as Shishi, lion-eating poet, in the stone den, homophobic poem written.
Or a giant panda.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's a lot better than shit red. So I was worried.
Shishi, giant
next.
Panda.
Oh, Urban Dictionary. To urinate.
That's definitely not what
it's
they were
Hawaiian.
Going for
it's
here.
It's Japanese Hawaiian. That's why I've heard that before.
Look at the Megazord.
I'm kind of okay with the Megazord so far. I mean, I guess I'd have to see it giant crazy orb thing.
Okay, orbs are a real big part of this. Okay, I'm okay.
The
with
orbs
that.
Probably yeah. connect to each other to help form it, but
dude, their costumes are sick.
They are.
A lot
Next.
Better than last year's. Might
toys
be
toys are hard to toys are really hard toys. To.
He's huge. He's probably ginormous in their show. Look at that thing.
I was going to say the ones on the left might be similar to their separate Zords.
Yeah, looks like.
And that might be their base on the right, or a base, if
yeah,
not.
I don't think the Pink Ranger is a crab. It's looking like a bird. Cool.
Next.
Here's another image of the stuff.
Okay, bull, wolf for the legs, chameleon for the arm. Because it looks like a chameleon. So green's chameleon, blue is wolf.
The yellow...
Yellow is...
Crab? Because... No.
No.
It was scales on its helmet, so it's Libra. I'm not sure what that would be.
Orange had Libra.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, orange...
Yellow had Libra.
No, yellow was on the other side. It was,
You're right.
I thought gold was
gold,
the Libra.
Gold had the Libra.
I don't know. I can't freaking remember.
Next,
dude. I'm not. Complaining.
Yeah, there's a bit of the Zords on the left, but
they're tank modes or something. I don't know. Yeah, scrolling on that.
Gets a small idea of what's
okay,
going
I'm
on.
So he's.
So I'm guessing this is like a mobile fortress.
I think she got a fish. Mm. It's a swordfish. Yellow is a
swordfish.
Oh yeah, I see it.
Chameleon is a green. Bull is black. Wolf is blue. Lion is yellow.
So that was a lion, not just
lion
a base. Okay.
And look at the numbers. 1 is red, 3 is blue, 5 is black, 7 is... That means that, you know, the other...
Green.
7 is green, 9 is yellow.
And from what you can see on the right side, is that some of the orbs are interchangeable, so it
yeah.
can have different forms.
Different variations. Yeah,
it's yes,
different variations.
That's exactly what that is. Because here they've cool. switched... Where the feet are now up at the hands.
Okay. Yeah.
That's pretty nifty.
Okay, I'm digging it so far.
In fact, now that I'm looking at it, yeah, because this right here, that flat part on the arm here,
yeah,
that's easily a foot as well as it is a grabbing mm-hmm. hand because of this part.
Right. So it's kind of...
And then that's a sword, and then this probably flips, and then that acts as a foot.
Okay.
So about as yeah. interchangeable as the Dino Thunder ones were able to be.
Yes. And then, of course, these are feet, and then they flip down, and they act as...
Punchers.
Weapons and hands.
Punchers.
Okay. Next.
Yeah, there's another shot. The ones on the left.
Yeah. Lion, wolf, bull, chameleon, swordfish.
So what do you think? These are the main
Is
ones?
Is 7 a squirrel? No, it's a chameleon. Okay. Chameleon. Man, for a second, that messed me up.
The face kind of looked like a squirrel.
Yeah, look at it.
Yeah, I see it. It's like, oh, my God.
It's a green squirrel. Oh,
that,
wait,
was that was going to mess me up.
Squirrel made it.
That was going to mess me up something fierce.
I like how they're all the odd numbers. Where's the even numbers?
They might form something completely different.
Yeah, could do multiple Zords.
2, 4, 6, and 8.
There could very well be 2 Megazords
it's
formed
possible.
By 2 sets of different Rangers.
I mean, look at how big the red one is up there.
That's what I mean. The red is almost like a moving fortress.
It's the chess piece.
It wouldn't be the first time that happened.
Hopefully
yeah. In space, they lived on the Megazord.
Hopefully you have a picture of the others.
Hell, and in Gokaiger, mm-hmm. they also lived in the Megazord. They flew around in the Megazord. It was their pirate ship.
Well, I'm digging these costumes. Like, look at the Green Ranger's helmet. It is out there, isn't it?
Right.
That thing is wicked awesome.
Next. Dude.
So that's the size of the actual orbs. It's a lot better yeah. looking than something that looked like it was about the size
the
of
Morpher
a fist.
Yeah, the toy makes it look way too big. This looks more usable and practical.
Wrist, like they used to, like, that's a pretty big Morpher.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say no, it's not.
I guess the big tiki head Morpher was even
Nope,
bigger.
I'm even going to say that is small.
Oh, no.
Because Rhino Hand...
Rhino Hand is a Morpher.
Yeah, that's the dumbest fucking Morpher
yes,
ever.
You are 100% correct.
Once they introduce Rhino Hand, no Morpher is too big.
No Morpher is dumber than that.
No Morpher has ever been dumber than Rhino Hand.
Rhino Hand.
And I don't care about people, oh, those glasses are stupid. Those glasses are amazing compared to Rhino Hand, okay?
Yeah.
Next.
The helmet is sweet.
I am. I'm completely digging the helmet designs.
I
think
the lion. It reminds me of the Thundercat symbol.
Thundercats.
Oh, it kind of does. Yeah.
Thundercats.
Because if it's on the red.
Yep, yeah. Yeah. Next. Dude, I'm even kind of digging that idea.
I guarantee you she's like a phoenix or something then.
Dude. So saying an angel's along the same lines. But
yeah.
Next.
Oh. Yeah, this image is from their teaser that they dropped.
Are these toys, though?
No, these are them in costume.
They're in costume. There she is. So far, the red, her, and the Tauros guy are catching my attention the most.
I'm digging the green and the blue.
Green and blue?
I'm digging the yellow. Swordfish,
man.
I'm
not going to lie. I'm liking all of them. I don't even give a shit.
Those costumes are great.
Yes.
Hopefully this one gets
especially
brought over to America.
Especially after some of what we have suffered through.
Oh, yeah. It's refreshing.
Suffering. Let us remember a time when we reviewed Baby Bibs.
And Battle Fever J.
Oh, Battle Fever J.
When there couldn't have one theme.
What about the big one? J-A-K-Q.
But those were refreshing. Because I liked those.
Those, see? Now then compare those to these guys here.
Oh, these guys win, but at the time, J-A-K-Q was something special.
Dude, it was something special.
It was something all right.
He's hating.
I have no clue.
Dude, this dude hasn't seen any of the early episodes.
No
next.
No clue what you're talking about. Oh, check that
okay,
out.
Okay, all right.
The orange has a tail.
And somehow black repeated.
The orange does have a tail.
It's a scorpion. It's a scorpion tail.
Yeah.
Oh, and look at his feet here, the blue. Wolf. There are little things that tie into what they are.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. The gold, the Libra helmet.
I'm really liking that pink. Something about those wings. That's so, like, her helmet and the wings. It reminds me of, like, I don't know, man. It's so cool. His faceplate comes out the yellow.
Yeah, because he's a swordfish.
That's kind of cool, though, that it actually pops
why is
off
there
his helmet.
Why is there two pictures of the black?
It was some weird error that they must have had.
Okay. I can't pinpoint. Red is the lion. Orange is the scorpion. Blue is the wolf. Black is the bull. Green is a chameleon.
Gold.
Yellow's a swordfish.
Gold
pink
is
a bird. Oh, phoenix. Gold and silver are throwing me off.
Gold is the scales for Libra. Now, silver, scroll up on the zero, silver, because I can't tell what that is.
Looks like a deer or something. Oh, wait, isn't that the
I
snake?
I feel like he's a snake.
He's
look
a snake.
At his, see, look
snake.
At the other guys here in their suits, okay?
Oh, he has scales.
And then look at him, he has scales.
Dude, if you're a snake, that's awesome, but scales? Like, come on, dude.
Like, all of them have something that kind of pit to their animals. Like, look at the blue, and he actually has, like, his print is a little different. Then he has, like, animal feet.
Hey.
And then he actually has the tail here on the orange.
Gold is the only one that's off
throwing
in
me
this
off.
Part. Yeah, because it doesn't have a... Gold, unfortunately, in the Zodiacs, doesn't have an animal counterpart.
His suit does look different than the others, though.
Hey.
It's a human holding... It's a human woman holding scales, or a goddess, or whatever.
Can you spot the leader? Because the blue is in the middle.
Now, I'm going to say it's that red guy there.
You sure? Because the blue's in the middle.
I'm just going to take a wild guess.
Look how close the red guy is to the screen compared to the others. So.
Yeah, it's true.
There's that.
Oh, they didn't put him in the middle this time. They're like, we'll put him over here, but you're still...
But he'll still be bigger than anybody else.
Makes you wonder if they're ever going to get rid of that and make somebody other than the red the leader.
I thought they did.
They did. Green and white.
Look at that.
Okay,
what
no, green
shit?
Was not the leader, it was white.
Look at the green. White. What's going on over here?
She's
getting ready.
You.
So she's seducing me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, the pink would have a better chance, to be fair. But I guess I haven't seen them out of their suits either.
Are you kidding me? I'm loving that chameleon costume, dude. I'm loving it, dude. I think it might be my favorite.
Yeah?
Yeah, I am really digging the green.
Next.
I want to see how big the dude that's in the fucking Taurus suit is actually. Like, is his
the human... actual actor, you mean?
Yeah, like, is he really that big, or they just got somebody bigger in the suit
for him? He is a snake. Look at his visor.
Yeah.
It stretches.
Freaking Cobra.
Dude.
Yeah. Cobra,
the
la, 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 la.
Silver is really cool
dude,
now.
Dude, these guys are awesome.
The gold is throwing me off.
This is real nice after looking at them tearing the knots.
Let alone last year's. Let alone last
refreshing.
Year's Sentai. Remember last year's Sentai where the animals were like printed on their shirts?
Oh man.
It's nice to know that they do some good stuff and then they do some horrible stuff and then they fix it by doing awesome stuff.
Next.
Who's
more posing?
Hey, Spot the red ring. Spot the leader.
Oh,
he's the one about to drop the boot on you.
Next.
Can you spot the leader? He got a whole page to himself.
Yeah. And he's blasting something out of his morpher, it looks like,
that's
back there.
That's awesome if it does that.
Yeah. They also had the symbol. They also had the symbol.
Yeah, we couldn't see that before. In their chest is their symbol as well.
Apparently you can put it into there.
Well, we already know he's the lion.
Yeah, apparently can fit. Apparently the orb can fit in there, so.
Okay, if we can find more of them, we can probably figure out what the Libra is.
Next.
The orange, or the gold.
The gold was a couple things back.
Next.
Oh, that's
not
orange.
Not quite.
Action-y page.
Action.
Actually, next. Yeah. They're doing separate things.
Whoop. Flying.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop. Next.
Now zoom into the gold. God damn it.
It's scales. It's still just scales on the fucking
symbol. He's so lame then.
He's so lame.
Oh, look at the Red Ranger up there.
Yeah,
he's about to slice open.
He seems to have a lot of moves.
Oh, look at the actual weapon. Go back up. Go up to the top. The Red Ranger.
What, this?
Yeah, see, the toy was a bad representation. That looks a little more normal.
Yeah.
Scorpion and Wolf will kick you, sir.
They did.
Next.
The enemy? What's the enemy? Did you see that?
Can we see the orbs a little better in this? If we,
dude, you are really set on trying to see this gold orb. It's scales. Look at it.
Yeah, it's
scales.
Still just scales, man. Yeah.
Dude,
that's what it is, man.
He's so lame.
You want him to be better so bad. You're like, oh, he sucks. All right, yeah.
Shane, this is better than last year's and the Mystic Knights.
Yes, it is. Yes, I would rather be.
Then stop worrying about the scales.
This one guy is throwing his whole world off. He's like, oh my god, this gold guy.
He sucks.
Fucking, let's try to find something. Anything.
Anything. Scales? I don't give a fuck.
Next.
Stop worrying about the scales of justice.
Oh, shit.
What is this?
Ooh, reds.
SPD.
Are we
going to
have another massive Forever Red crossover? It says 41. Here, I'm not sure what this rest says, but that right there, sir,
is the original.
Yep.
The guy with the bug eyes, that's the original.
Wait,
Red
it,
Ranger who started
would
it all.
Would it be a 41st anniversary?
I don't know.
Think about it. It's 1975, 85, scroll. 95, 2005, 2015.
Scroll in above.
It'd be 42.
Scroll in under the gold, the V there, the writing. What's that say? Does that say 20th century?
Gold V. Oh, yeah, 21st century, it says.
Is that what it says?
Yep.
So what, Foxy's got a hold of this then?
No. 21st? No, that's 20th century Fox.
That's 20th century.
I thought they changed to 21st century Fox.
They did. No.
Did they change to 21st?
I'm pretty sure
no.
they did.
Yeah. No, it's still 20th century Fox.
I'm pretty sure they're 21st century Fox.
Conflict!
I'm pretty sure you can look it up.
Yeah.
I think they changed their name.
I'm pretty sure they changed
I'm
it,
I'm going to take everybody's phones away so we can have conflict.
No, just 20th Century Fox. That's the way it's always been.
That's why I'm pretty sure they changed it. I don't
because
know why.
It's the 21st century.
I thought for sure I even seen a movie produced where they said 21st century.
For our shows, we've got Samurai, Wild Force, Super Mega Force, and SPD. Those are all the Red Rangers, and then the new ninja guy, and then the original ninja guy,
Red.
Sentai.
Next.
God, I wish I could read Japanese.
Yeah. What about this gold guy?
Dude, fuck scales.
why
he
you
keeps the balance in the team.
Yeah, right? Man.
Yeah, it's possible.
What if it's symbolic?
He can go away.
Damn!
Dude, you've got awesome Cobra Man, awesome Scorpion, awesome Lion, Wolf, Bull. Fucking dude, swordfishes aren't cool, but it's cooler than what he is. The Chameleon, in my opinion, is awesome. I'm loving the green. Loving the green. And I'm loving the silver now that I know that it's an actual snake. That's awesome.
Next.
He was part of Slipper.
Whoa, what is this?
Oh, shit.
Technicolor.
No, that is not the enemies. This is a crossover image. And it's also very fanfare. I do not think this is actually happening.
When I found this, I think this is from a writer.
Yes.
Hey, Bill.
Yes, the commercial has been on.
Hey,
yes,
Bill.
Somebody sent this to me. It's very much a new kind of writer-esque person.
What's the shit on the left?
Huh?
What's the shit on the left?
That's what I'm telling you. It's from a new
some weird
it's
writer
a new writer-esque
team.
Type of series thing where like this guy is like a kid and he plays video games and then something about like the video game controller morphing and stuff. It's weird. I saw the commercial for it, and after I watched it, I was like, whoa. And then I moved on.
Was it a good woe or a bad woe?
It's he does cool shit. Okay. He looks fucking ridiculous, like he's from the Freakazoid cartoon or something.
Yeah.
But he does cool
By the
shit.
Way, Bill on the right, can you guess the leader of the Rangers still, or is it throwing you off?
I don't know, man. Looks like that pink is sneaking up there in the ranks all of a sudden.
Yeah, that's way the fuck up there. Yeah.
Once again, she's like last fucking place.
With silver, then gold should be last.
Pink just must mean loser in Japan or something. Like, what is happening?
What does pink roughly translate to?
Oh, shit.
Japanese?
Why is it always
loser?
Last fucking command?
I don't
Next.
Know if it's last.
Often it is.
Yes,
in the original Mighty Morphin,
numbers,
pink was last.
Since there's nine Rangers, if you looked at their numbers earlier,
I did
yellow
not.
Was nine.
Okay. Next.
Pink was
Ichu neat. Sentai Ku Ranger.
I think it's like Q.
Kilo Ranger.
I think it's Q Ranger.
Q. But there's no Q.
I know.
They pronounce words differently over there.
Shane, there's no Q to fuck you up.
Next.
Yeah, the Q is fucking
yeah, we're done.
Me up. All right, guys.
Okay.
Favorite Ranger. Bill, start.
Oh, man. Red and pink. Those are the two that really stand out to
Scott.
Me.
Scott.
Red.
You. Ryan.
Jesus, did you really almost forget my name?
You.
One second.
He says, you.
Silver and blue.
Silver and blue. So we got red and pink, silver and blue. I like green and silver.
Awesome.
Yes, they
and
are.
And all of them are pretty awesome. I'm actually going to give this a 4. I'm really looking forward to seeing what they do with this.
4 or 5. Only reason it doesn't get a perfect is because gold. Yeah, that was balance that shit, bitch. You weighed the team down.
I'm going 4.9.
Woo! What stopped you from getting a perfect? Was it the gold? Because I can see that.
No, it's... When you're used to, like, a 5 to 6 member team, 9 is a bit off for me.
Sometimes you need that many people to beat one motherfucker
Yeah,
up.
I know, but still.
I believe it gives you diversity in the battles, because it showed different swords or whatever.
Right.
So, I believe it's just a matter of...
I don't think anything will ever have as much diversity as the Pirate Rangers, though. Like, that's...
True.
They pretty much threw away their ability to ever have more diversity than
See, I never
fucking
seen
Captain
that
Marvelous will destroy you.
I love Captain Morgan, dude. He is awesome.
From what I've seen, I'll give it 4.5.
Sure. Dude, that's a good score. You're the one that beat it down, Bill, with your fucking 4.
You're looking at 4.48.
That's pretty good. That's really good.
4.48 for these.
These guys just got a huge score, and I would like to believe that they got that score because they're awesome looking. But we did also review Terranog before these guys. Let's just hope that these guys are as cool as we seem to think they are.
To be fair,
seen other Power Rangers before.
No,
I don't know as much as you guys.
I was gonna say we've seen a couple.
I've seen a couple.
I would say out of the ones that I have seen, the ones that we've just seen on screen were probably the best looking.
Dude,
and
so sweet.
I hope we get it here in America. I hope we get it translated somehow to America. Somehow.
I do too. I hope so. So that's this episode. And yeah,
bye.
See you later.
We're back.
Bye. Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.